Hey, hello, and welcome to Rock Talk. This is Lord Six, the Edible, with...
Hi, I'm Dr. Killjoy. If you like what you see today, please be sure to hit that like and subscribe button. And also, don't forget to turn on those notifications and follow us for more, get advice for more of our content.
And the sexy train.
C-Train. My name is C-Train. Thanks, and click our links in the bio. God damn it. Click our links in the bio. Thank you for stopping by our little slice of podcast heaven.
Okay. Today, we're talking about something from way out in left field, something that came to us that we were not expecting. But this particular video and song has gone viral. When I say viral, I mean 30 million strong. It's a song called Rich Men North of Richmond, and it's sang by Oliver Anthony. And it's a pretty cool tune, and it's just him, a resident guitar, and a microphone. His dogs are hanging around with him. He's just doing his thing, and it's got the eyes of millions.
The song caught about 20 million views within 12 days of being released. It's over 100 million. I'm sorry. It's over a million likes.
Yes, a million likes.
That's currently somewhere in the neighborhood of about 30 million views as we sit.
YouTube. Yeah.
C-Train, why don't you tell us a little bit of magic about this little story?
Well, this guy, Oliver Anthony, has captivated the nation with his tune, Richmond, North of Richmond. He's garnering a lot of support and a lot of views, a lot of likes, all the usual stuff. The lyrical content of the tune is what's setting him apart from your normal everyday country.
And there's nothing really special about this song. No real special editing.
Short little, what's like 2.5 minutes?
Roughly. He recorded.
But it's packed full of information.
Well, it's not really a news
song. It's not really information. It's just it's his point of view on
his opinion, yes.
Basically what Oliver Anthony is, he's your average guy that is just fed up with everything that's going on around him today.
An average guy with an above average song.
He took his guitar out to his backyard and he just filmed his feelings, recorded his feelings, and just made a legitimate country song. A country song the way country should be. The way we haven't heard country
from the heart
in quite some time. He did what Jason Aldean tried to do. Yeah. Jason Aldean, he lit a fire with tried that in a small town. He got a lot of people up in arms and really standing behind him. But now, coming off of the hills of that, we got this Richmond. Guy. Yeah, Richmond and north of Richmond. This guy goes out there. He talks about his feelings. He talks about what's wrong with the country, how our leaders aren't really supporting the people that elected him. He's talking about his personal issues, about how he knows the life working for minimum wage and BS jobs. And people are identifying to that. People are starting to, they feel that. And it's kind of overwhelming him.
Yes, and, you know, he suffers a bit from mental illness, but I think that actually helped create the song and the mood and the feelings of it in a way that only someone like that could truly relate.
In one of his interviews, he does admit that he has had struggles with mental illness, depression.
And alcohol, which I believe has kicked.
That's like I'm sure a lot of other people have as well.
Self-medicated.
The alcohol.
Yeah.
But he's really hit the heart of America right now. And what do you think there, C-Train? You think we'll see more from this guy?
Well, according to his page, his Wikipedia page, he's got a couple of tunes that he wants to release as well that are along the same vein. I don't know if lightning is going to strike twice, because this tune here is it sounds like it's off the cuff.
Kind of one and done.
One and done.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, he may have a lot of surprises. He may be all kinds of surprises for people, you know?
He does have his own record label currently.
Yeah.
He has turned down a record deals.
For $8 million.
$8 million.
So the guy's legit. He don't care about large tour buses going on.
Jeff.
He's not looking to be in the spotlight right now.
Yeah, he wants to stay humble and you know, and God bless him for doing that.
But see, the sad part about that is he's not a bad musician. The song's not bad.
Yeah.
He seems to be true country.
Yeah.
And that's something we don't have right now.
Yeah, the sad part is if he only gets a couple million likes on his, or views on the next one, it's not going to be considered a success, even though it really is.
It's, well, you know, about
perspective.
The thing about the tune itself is that it's not overly produced. It's just him on a guitar in front of a mic.
Right.
Saying whatever it is.
Back with his dogs. His dogs are kicking back with him.
He doesn't need to have a 20-piece band behind him. I don't think that's the goal of the song or the purpose of the song.
Right.
You know,
down home country music.
Yep. But he's, you know, he sees what's going on in the country and he put his two cents on it and
he sings
2.5 minute song, 3 minute song.
He sings on both types of music, country and western.
But
yes.
Country and Western.
Country and Western.
Western.
Even though he's not from the West, but
right.
But the subject matter of the tune is has hit home with a lot of people, and that's really what it's all about. You know, a lot of so-called musicians and artists have lost that kind of focus with their music.
Yeah. He's in touch with his own heart.
Well, he's in touch, you know.
And he can touch you
lyrically. What he's got going on is current.
He's just spitting the truth.
Yeah, he's just playing the truth. He's not trying to sell himself. He's not trying to merchandise a product. He's not trying to sell, you know, a used car. He's everything he says in there from A to B to Z is what's going on currently in this country.
So if you want to check out a true country song, look up Richmond, North of Richmond.
From
Oliver Anthony.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much for joining Rock Talk with Lloyd Six and the Medicated. And we will get back to you soon, and why don't you get back to us soon?
Have a good night.
Love you.
I've been selling my soul, working all day. Overtime hours for bullshit pay.